Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this word that is so relevant today, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that this word says that we must build ourselves up in the most holy faith and pray in the Spirit in this time of testing and squeezing. Thank you, Lord, that we got your beautiful example of how you walked, stayed in tune and developed on schedule with your Father. And I thank you, we got the beautiful example of you actually saying to your disciples, hey, you guys have got eyes to see and ears to hear. And the world and the prophets of old and many longed for that, but it's available. So thank you, Father God, for the eyes and the ears of a disciple staying in tune with you and so able to be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen.
We are reading Jude 1, verse 17 to 20. But as for you, my friends, remember the message that the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ have taught you. They spoke about what would happen in future times. They said to you, in the last days of this world, some people will laugh at God's message. They will say that it's silly to obey God. Instead, they will do the bad things that they want to do. Those things do not please God. It is people like this who cause you to argue with one another so that you belong to separate groups. Their thoughts belong to this world. They do not have God's Spirit in them. But you, my friends, have believed the message that comes from God Himself. So you must help one another to trust God more and more. Pray to God with the help of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. I've heard about a true story of a father, and his son had grown up and he had just this wonderful interest in war. And so he would read about it, and it just took hold of his heart and his head. And then one time he came to his dad and said he's wanting to go to the war. And it brought like a fear to his father. And yeah, so the father was in relationship with his God. So he came boldly to the throne of grace. And all he could think of was kill and be killed. That was in his head. But then when he drew close to God that knows the heart of everyone and he knows what he's doing, so he got a word. But first and at the end, there was a song that was just talking about how despair can hit you when you're in this world. But if you draw close to God, He will turn and He will make everything right. And so he got a word, and it's from Jeremiah 16, the last three verses in the chapter. And it was basically saying, you know, that just as Jeremiah could experience the Lord as a shelter, as a protection, and a very present help, he knew that was the reality that he had had in his life as he stayed in tune, stayed in a relationship. And so it goes on in that there that many children will come out of the world and say our parents and our traditions were futile and there was no hope in it. So they would come to the Lord through that. And then the word says something beautiful. It says, can people, mankind, have false gods that are not gods? And then the answer is yes. And then therefore the Lord says, and then it says, therefore I will show them my power and my might, that I am the Lord. And that was tremendous encouragement to him, and as it is, needs to be for each and every one of you, is that God is just working to the best for you and your family. There's a scripture that says the secret things belong to God, but what is revealed is for you and your children's children. And so as the father meditated on this, he saw this is the answer. God is big enough. God had taken him through wars, through fights, through car accidents, could have been killed many times. And so he knew his God could do the same. And so he could have peace. He had eyes that saw and ears that heard, and he could have peace even in the midst of the testing. And then what happened? The son never went. So the dad thought, okay, sure, it's all right. But he had that word in his heart. But not long after that, he got a phone call, and his son is in the war, and he's got a 12-month contract. So to cut a long story short, the father just stayed in tune every day and just prayed, kept his son just about all day, lifting him up in prayer. And to cut a long story short, time came, and that's where the commander came to him and said, your contract is being terminated. You must go home. And he didn't want to go home, but he spoke to his dad and he said, Dad, you know what it is to be in the army and stand with your mates, your comrades. And then the dad said to him, yes, he knows, he was down that road and he was involved very much with his friends. And he realized if he could die for his friends, and they might remember him now and again, and some would laugh and say, you know, he's silly, he's crazy. But the parents and his siblings, his brothers and sisters and his family would always be thinking, what could we have done to turn him and to get him to change his mind? So the son heard that, but he went to his friends, his comrades there, and he said, he's not going to take the coward's way out. He's going to stay with them. And then, this is a beauty, God worked in them as well. They said to him, listen, this is not your war. We don't want to be here. If we could go home, we would go home. You must go home. And so, confirming the words of the father, the son said, okay, he's came home. And again, just the power of God. When he went to the offices to clear out, he found there was no finances, no money. So he had no way of getting home. So he phoned his army friends, and within an hour, they had put the money together, and they just sent a simple message again. This is not your war, go home. And so that is a beautiful testimony, guys, and to encourage you, it's a true story of what God can do when you run to him and not from him. So be blessed. Be like the disciples. Stay close to your Lord, and you will have his provision and his favor to take you and your family on into the splendor that he has for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.